It is midday in California's Año Nuevo State Park, home to one of the last original stands of old-growth redwood trees left in the West. These giants can stand ramrod straight, nearly 120 meters high, before their branches of needle leaves form the crowns, mostly obscuring the sun. After one's eyes adjust to the dim golden green light, the first thing one notices is the hush.
These trees are very unique. Any human being that walks amongst them and sits for a while all of a sudden realize how magnificent this forest is.
Gary Strachan has been a park ranger here for more than three decades.
These huge, huge, huge trees, I can't get too existentialist, but they do give off a spirit and they inspire. And that's the key right there. And I think humans now have realized worldwide that it's important to keep and protect ancient forests like this.
These ancient forests are found only in the areas of California near the ocean, explains Portia Halbert, an environmental scientist for the state.
They are limited to this area in California where there's fog drip. When fog comes in from the ocean, the fog collects on the little needles of the tree, and then it drops around the tree roots, and the plant is able to live through our Mediterranean climate. We have rain for about 6-7 months out of the year, and then it's completely dry the rest of the year. And so this fog drip allows the trees to live through a very long dry period.
Unlike most trees, which have deep roots to reach underground water, Halbert explains that redwoods rely on the moisture that pools on the forest floor.
These trees have all of their roots within about 1 meter of the ground. All of the trees are growing together. Their roots are connected and they keep each other upright. And you'll have trees that are more likely to fall down when adjacent trees fall down because they've lost that support of their neighbors.
When those trees do fall, they tend to stay where they are and to decompose very slowly. That's because insects, which normally eat and break down fallen trees, don't like tannin, the chemical that gives redwood bark its deep russet color. But all woodlands need some way to clear out dead wood and other debris. Halbert says that redwood ecosystems rely on the lightning fires which naturally occur every 50 to 75 years. The blazes begin above ground, often travel down to the shared root systems beneath the groves, then upward inside the trunks.
And the fire will burn and burn and burn like an oven inside the tree. And so sometimes the fire will burn so long and so hot that it will hollow out the entire middle portion of a tree. You can say, stand inside of a redwood tree and look up and see the sky. But the tree is totally alive because its living tissue isn't damaged. The bark is protected on the outside and the inner tissue is protected on the inside.
Redwoods are survivors, says Ranger Strachan. And for him, they convey a sense of the prehistoric era in which they originally flourished.
Sitting here, we can actually go back millions and millions of years. In fact, right now, if a dinosaur walked through this forest, I wouldn't blink an eye because that's how old this forest is. Redwoods have been around a long, long time, way before humans even evolved on this globe.
Today, there are birds in the skies above the trees, such as the giant pileated woodpecker, whose sounds Strachan likens to a sledgehammer, and the marbled murrelet, a web-footed seabird that spends most of its time far offshore in the Pacific Ocean. It was once a great mystery where this bird nested. But in 1974, scientists learned that it actually flies up to 80 kilometers inland to lay its eggs in the tops of old-growth trees like these.
If you're sitting here at dusk or early in the morning, it'd be all quiet, and all of a sudden you'd hear this. Coming through the canopy, you know, and you'd see this black streak. It looks like a stealth jet. And it'd be flying so fast right through the canopy. And that is the marble murrelet. And they call right before they're going to land at their nest.
Vigorous efforts in California to preserve habitats like this have allowed this ancient bird to continue to thrive in the Golden State.
And I'm a firm believer that every leader in the world, whether it be a corporate leader or a political leader, should be made too, mandatory, sit in an ancient forest and just sit there and think, It is a place where you find peace. It is a place where you can think clearly.
Thinking, perhaps, about the value of protecting old-growth forests like this. In a redwood grove in California's Año Nuevo State Park, this is Adam Phillips reporting.